Microplastics in lakes and ponds can cause algae to grow out of control, depriving fish and other aquatic life of oxygen. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports that's according to new research by Purdue University.
Tiny organisms like zooplankton eat algae, helping to control it in lakes and ponds. But Purdue researchers say too many microplastics, which are about the same size as that algae, block zooplankton's guts, limiting how much algae they can eat. Too much algae in water can kill fish and other aquatic life and release toxic chemicals that make the water unsafe for animals and people alike. Thomas Hook is a professor at Purdue and directs the Illinois-Indiana Sea Grant Program.
It's not simply that they're in the environment and it's kind of alarming that they're there, but that they're actually having not only direct but also indirect effects on how environmental systems function.
Hook says global plastic production is going up, so the problem will likely get worse. He says we need to develop better filters for sewage treatment plants to capture microplastics before they get into our waterways. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Individuals can help by using less plastic, disposing of it properly, and adding microplastic filters to their washing machines.